listening to National Rock Review.
Jeff Tate is the frontman for Operation Mindcrime. They have a full-length release coming September 18th called The Key. If the name of the band sounds familiar to you, metalheads, think Queensryche and their album Operation Mindcrime. And tie it all together, Jeff was the frontman for Queensryche. Jeff, thanks for taking time to talk to the National Rock Review. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I'm feeling good and having a beautiful summer here in Seattle, although I'm looking at it from the window because I've been in the studio for months and months and months.
Well, let's talk about having been in the studio. The Key is the new album that's coming out for you. The first video release is Reinventing the Future, and that's already on YouTube. You've described the album as each song is a scene or a chapter, and every scene is different. That's how you envision this album in total. What's the overview of the storyline Reinventing the Future going to introduce your fans to?
Well, The Key is the first album of a trilogy. It's a story that I wrote that takes three albums to tell. I'm just releasing the first one, The Key, on September 18th, and the second one will be out next year, although I'm mixing it now, and then I'm finishing up the third album as we speak as well. So I'll have all three done by October, if all goes well. That's my plan.
Well, that's kind of an interesting concept. So you're kind of doing what Hollywood is now doing with some of their movies.
Yeah, I guess it's when you're on a roll and you're creating something, it's easier to do it all at once than to try to come back to it.
Absolutely.
Once your head has kind of left the game.
No, that's a great idea. So. The Reinventing the Future, what is that going to introduce the storyline for your fans to? What is the story that you're looking to tell over this trilogy?
Well, it's a pretty involved story. It is a bit of a mystery, so I'm kind of reluctant to talk about it in detail. But what I can say is that the first album introduces four characters who play a pivotal role in the story. And the characters are portrayed by myself, Mark Daly, Kelly Gray, and Scott Naughton. We sing the parts of the various characters, and so that you'll see them, you hear them throughout the story as it unfolds.
That's actually kind of a really neat concept. What made you decide to tell a story in the trilogy format and incorporate the music this way?
I lean towards conceptual work. I really enjoy it. It's quite a challenge and a puzzle kind of to put together. I enjoy that aspect of it, and I think it makes for an interesting listen. I know for myself, I enjoy that kind of thing, and I think other people enjoy it as well. I really wanted to concentrate on doing conceptual work right now, and this was a story that I had been really fascinated with, and just kind of wanted to get it out. And telling a story with an album gives you a lot of space to create atmosphere and unique scenes, so to speak, to tell the story.
Absolutely. So with this all coming to light, I'm curious, is there any chance that you may try and turn this final project into an actual book or maybe even a movie?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm in the middle of it all. It's hard to think past that for me. I know I'm trying to finish the second and the third album right now. And maybe once I get finished with them all, then I will have some space and time to think about other things. But honestly, it's just been an incredibly engrossing album for me.
Oh, I can only imagine.
A series of albums.
So on your Facebook page, there is a short interview with how you were on a plane headed down to South America, and you ended up sitting with Dave Ellison of Megadeth. Can you give me some insight? Because you were already working on this project, I believe. How did sitting with him for 18 hours kind of help move this project along a little bit for you?
Well, Dave is, as it turns out, is a really interesting guy, and I've never met him before. But we got to know each other fairly well on the long plane flight and also on the way back. And, you know, he's a musician and he's a writer. And as I was describing the storyline and the music that I'd already composed for the album, he offered some ideas, you know, musically that he was interested in, and they seemed to meld with my ideas. And so we started, you know, collaborating on a few tracks, and so now we get to hear the collaborative effort, and I think it turned out really nice. It's Reinventing the Future is the song that he co-wrote with me, and I think he did a fantastic job with it. Just a really cool song.
Well, that's a great segue for, so who else is working with you on this project? You have some fairly well-known artists with you.
Yeah, I have a bunch of people actually working on it with me. Let's see if I can name everybody who's played on it. John Moyer played bass, and Dave Ellison. Kelly Gray and Scott Modden played guitars on it, and co-wrote tracks with me on it. Randy Gain, keyboard player, I've been playing with for many, many, many years, contributed to it as well. You see Brian Tishy on drums, Simon Wright on drums, Scott Mercado on drums, and then on vocals, Mark Daly, who's a young Irish singer, sings one of the main roles of the story as well.
Well, Operation Mindcrime is not a band in the traditional sense. You've described it as a musical product of like-minded people, which you've kind of already hinted on. Is there a difference between working with a group of musicians who've got a goal, this trilogy, this story to tell, versus a band like when you were in Queensryche, where the goal is maybe the next project or even planning a tour?
Well, it's kind of apples and oranges, you know. Having spent, you know, 30 plus years in the band, I really didn't want to do that again. I wanted to keep kind of an open door environment where I could work with a lot of different people, and they could come in and out depending on what their schedules were like. And this it was kind of an idea that started when I was putting together a touring band. I had lots of different people that I wanted to play with, and the type of players that I want to play with have kind of a similar outlook on music, in that they want to play with a number of different people too. And so it seemed to be a nice compromise for everyone to not be tied down to a project, but to be able to come in and out depending on how, you know, scheduling was and who they were working with at the time and that kind of thing. And it really keeps things kind of open and fresh and moving ahead. And you know, there's all kinds of new input coming in all the time, which I really appreciate that, because I'm a collaborative writer. So, you know, I like to work with people that have a more open idea about music. You know, they're not so locked down into having to do something a certain way. I like people that are able to ad-lib and accept new ideas and roll with them, you know?
That's great.
So this kind of setup really gives me that kind of freedom. And it also, you know, gives the people that are involved with it the freedom as well.
That's certainly an interesting take, and I'm sure as we get through this first album, everyone will be looking forward to the second and the third part of the story. But you also mentioned that you've got 30 plus years in the business, and I've heard reinventing the future. And I got to tell you, your voice still holds up. It's in great shape. And you are also physically still in great shape. How do you maintain yourself after at this level after all this time?
I just go to the gym a lot. Yeah, and kind of, try to watch what I eat, and portion control, all that kind of boring stuff that you kind of have to do, But, I'm a fairly physical person anyway. I like to be active and do stuff and physically. And so, I don't sit around much, except for when I'm in a studio, which is, inevitable.
Well, that's a good thing. We like to have you in the studio.
Yeah, I like being in the studio. I get a little bit of cabin fever after a few months, but, I'll take a couple hours off and go on a run or go to the gym or that kind of thing. Kind of gets my, gets me into a different state of mind, for a minute before I get back into it.
So kind of a twist of questions here for you. To change the subject up a little bit. You were born in Germany, but your mother's from New Orleans. And shortly after you were born, you moved to Tacoma, Washington. Why Tacoma and why not New Orleans?
My father was in the military. And so we went where he was stationed. And so he was stationed here in the Seattle area. And so that's where we went.
Well, thank your dad for his service for us then. And for those not following you on Facebook, I highly recommend they check out your page because there's this great picture of you with an ambassador. And darn near every other photo is related to other artists or shows. And there's just one of you hanging out with a diplomat. I thought that was awesome. So on July 4th of this year, you're hanging out at the United States Embassy in Singapore. How did that happen?
Well, I have a very good friend, a close friend, who lives in Singapore and with his family. And so my wife and I and our children, we go to Singapore every couple of years to stay in touch and visit with them. And I just happened to be there visiting with him when they had the 4th of July celebrations in Singapore. And my friend is a diplomat, so we went to the embassy for the big party and celebration, and I got my picture taken with the ambassador, who was a really cool guy and a total music fan, so we had a lot to talk about.
As a fan of music and a casual observer of politics, I just totally thought that was a great picture for a rock star to be standing next to a United States ambassador. I thought that was great. So before we let you go, how can fans find you and even or pre-order the key online? Where can they find you on the internet?
Oh gosh, where am I? I guess the Operation Mindcrime Facebook page. There's a Jeff Tate Facebook page. That's pretty much where my info is, I guess.
Okay. We'll put links to all that on the article for you, so people can just kind of hard click from there too.
Yeah, and, I don't really know how people find me anymore. It's always a bit of a challenge nowadays, living in the 21st century, I guess.
Google. Everything is found on Google.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Jeff, well, thank you for taking some time with us here at the National Rock Review. Best of luck on the trilogy. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing where your epic trilogy is going to take us, and best of luck.
Thank you very much for the interview, Alex. Appreciate it, and thanks to all the people out there who are interested in what I'm doing, and hope to see everybody out on tour.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.
All right. Take care, Alex. Thanks again. Bye-bye.